理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 9. On Terms of Payment. 1.
Having settled the price of the transaction, Mr. Fraser is having a talk about payment terms with Mr. Lee from our trading corporation. We've talked over the price. Although it's on the high side as compared with those of rival goods, the quality of your products, I suppose, will probably make up for it.Now let's come to the terms of payment.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. As usual, our terms of payment are by confirmed, irrevocable by side draft, against presentation of shipping documents.
But other suppliers can give us more favorable terms. You see, the world market has been rather dull recently. Besides, our exchange quota is rather limited, so we'd like to use DA in this transaction.
I'm afraid we cannot accept DA. As you know, the devaluation of the dollar and its consequent repercussions on some major currencies have given rise to grave uncertainties in the international monetary market. Therefore, we find it necessary to handle our business on LC basis, at least for the time being.
Payment by LC involves additional expenses for us. This leaves us no margin of profit at your terms of payment.
Mr. Fraser, you know quite well that China's goods enjoy an excellent reputation in foreign markets. Moreover, there is at present a vogue for Chinese goods. The article you're interested in is greatly in demand, and it sells especially well. The quick turnoverwill, of course, not only offset your LC expenses, but also give you a satisfactory profit.
As far as I know, you sometimes grant your clients such terms as DA or DP, don't you?
Yes, occasionally we do. But it's only under very special circumstances that we agree to other payment terms.
Ours is not a normal case, is it?It is in the nature of sample order. It doesn't pay to adopt LC terms for an order as small as ours. The limited profit, if any, is not even enough to balance the additional expenses.
Well, in order to finalize the business, we agree to DP side. That's the best we can do.
Thank you for your consideration. Still, it's not good enough.You know, I'm a middleman. I need some time to find a reliable client after I receive your bill. It would help me a lot if DP after sight is accepted. Even 60 days will do.
I'm afraid no further concession can be made. It's just to facilitate your doing business that we made this concession. We cannot be better placed elsewhere, can you?
Well, it seems I have to take things as they are.Let's put it into contract.
Mr. Fraser, I should mention that we accept such terms only once. When the goods are dispatched, we will issue a side draft against you, which will be sent together with the shipping document through our remitting bank to the collecting bank at your end. It's understood that you are to honor it on presentation.
You may rest assured that this documentary draft will be duly honored on presentation. I did some business with some of your sister corporations on collection basis. They can prove to you my credit.
We trust you and hope you will live up to your credit.
Surely I will. Well, as the selling season is approaching, I should like you to make a prompt shipment.
We will try our best.Dialogue 1.
There's a few minutes before we visit the factory. May I ask you a question?
Go ahead, please.
Could you agree to payment by DA? This is a sample order.
Occasionally we do, but yours is a normal case, isn't it?
As you know, it doesn't pay to open an LC with a bank for such a small amount.
We will consider that when we make you the firm offer.
For regular orders, couldn't you agree to payment by LC at 6 days' sight?
I'm afraid not. Our usual practice is LC at sight.
I see.
Here comes the car to pick us up.
Let's go.
Please. Dialogue 2.
Mr. Hong, do you accept DA?
Well, we usually accept the terms of payment by confirmed irrevocable letter of credit at sight.
It's safer to accept payment by LC for large orders, but our order is really a small one. Furthermore, we are old friends. This is not the first dealing between us anyway. Do you doubt our credit position?
No, Mr. Smith. Certainly we have faith in you, but the international monetary market is changeable. Nobody can stop a possible decline in prices, which would bring troubles to us.
How about DP at sight then?
We can't accept other payment terms this trade, except LC. We will consider DP terms at a proper time in the future.
Well, we cannot reach an agreement today, I'm afraid. Shall we discuss it tomorrow after I consult the home office?
That's all right.